This is one of my favorite categories.
Yeah, and this is another like Avalanche in the Alps, more than 50%.
Yeah, the only other one that even gave it a run for its money was the Sand Fakes teleporting onto the. Well, I wouldn't say it was a run for its money. It got 20.3. The rest got like under 5.
Yeah.
Aria to the Riverlands actually got 8%.
Yeah.
But yeah, Varys, you can't not vote for Varys. You can't.
Well, ha almost half the people did it, so.
Actually, I voted for the Sand Fakes, and here's
So did
why.
I.
Sand Fakes was literal teleportation. You
Yeah.
could not explain how they got on that ship any other way. There are bad honeypots for Varys, but they're at least
Yeah.
honeypots.
Yeah, the whole thing about like, oh, it's like actually months in between like the rest of the episode and the scene, things like that, but like
Although I think your comment about Varys was like you thought it was just a
Yeah,
snafu in
I
the
think it's production snafu because even they aren't that stupid.
like yeah. But the Sand Snakes, we saw them wave goodbye to the ship on the docks, and then they're on it. Like no.
I mean, because
No.
no, like nothing, like no explanation is any better than the others. Because either the scene where Felaria and Tyene Kael-Doran is right after the docks, right, which means that Larry saw his daughter slash niece die, wrote Doran a letter, and then continued on his way to King's Landing with Trystane, which would be a
So
very strange thing to
he
do.
like mailed a raven from just offshore.
Yeah, or he waited until he was all the way in King's Landing.
No, he had to have waited because like those scenes were intercut,
Yeah,
remember?
I know, but like people try to tell you that doesn't necessarily mean they happen right next to each other,
They're
right?
intercut.
I know that's what that usually means in visual adaptations, but there's honey potters.
Oh my God.
Like there's no way for this to work. And like where they like you can't travel to King's Landing by land as fast as you can by sea most of the time, unless they have contrary winds or something. So like, did they stow away on the boat?
How? We saw them wave goodbye to it.
Yeah, or like, how did they even get onto that boat? If they came by land to King's Landing, how did they get onto the boat? Like, did they take a little boat and row?
They had to have, because it was offshore and it was the same boat. That's the
Yeah.
other thing. The heir to Dorne is just like chilling offshore on a boat.
Yeah.
Larry said he was sending him back to Dorne. All
Because he was
right.
sad.
Oh my God. No, like, that's why we voted for that. I think Varys earned it pretty well, though, because, like, we just popped in and out.
And we got we did we missed him meeting Dany.
Well, Dany certainly had a non-reaction to the dude who tried to murder her in season one if they had met before.
Yep.